Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, some people seem to be good at everything. Deborah Lovely is like that, multi-talented athlete, competed at a high level in a number of sports, including track and field, rugby, track cycling. But it's weightlifting that Deborah has really made her mark. She won a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games in Melbourne in 2006. She's been at the Olympics in Athens. She's been at our Beijing Olympics just recently and became a finalist, eighth in the world indeed. And she joins us on the line now. Deborah, welcome to Open House.
Yeah, hi, how you going?
I'm doing well. Well, it must have been a most amazing event for you over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, it's been pretty crazy, but it's been a really long build-up. So, sort of up to a year of straight-out training, and it's good to kind of have it finished with now.
Yeah, so 113 kilograms you lifted in the snatch and 135 in the clean and jerk. You're happy with that?
I was happy with the snatch, but that was on my second attempt, and I actually had one more attempt, and I missed 115 narrowly, so but I'm still happy with that. It was an Australian record. With the clean and jerk, I missed my first attempt, and you really should never do that, so to get it on the second was a big relief.
Yes.
And then I just had to give it everything for the third to equal my PB, so I'm happy with how it went all up.
Yeah, I know that other athletes that I've spoken to have actually said you never do as well as you do actually in the moment of competition in something like the Olympic Games. Have you ever lifted more than 113 kilograms in the snatch or 135 in the clean and jerk before?
No, like I said before, the snatch was the personal best, and it was an Australian record as well, so that's my best that I've done, and I did it here, so that was really good.
Yeah.
And the clean and jerk, I did clean my best and just now missed the jerk because I've had a shoulder injury, so I was right up there doing my best.
Fantastic outcome, absolutely. You haven't always been a weightlifter. How did you get into weightlifting in the first place?
I started off in track and field and just really enjoyed the throwing events, and basically I just started the weightlifting to help me get stronger for discus throw, because I'd already come third in the world when I was 15, third in the under 18 championships. So it was pretty much just to get stronger for that.
Mm. Why even go into discus throwing and things like that?
Well, when you go to school, you play sport, and I played a lot of different sports when I was younger. And when we had the chance to do athletics, I went straight to it and gave it my best shot, and ended up representing the school, then the district, then region, and then state and national. So it was a steady progression. And you know, when you're good at something, you don't just stop it. You usually just keep going.
And so the weightlifting was actually a means to another end to actually do better at the discus throwing, and it actually overtook as a sport itself.
Oh yeah, I mean, they said if you're training for it, why don't you just have a few competitions? And before I knew it, I was competing and competed at the national championships in my second competition ever. It just kind of happened.
Well, the whole aspect of femininity in weightlifting, obviously you would have explored that. Is it ever an issue for somebody who's actually involved as a female in weightlifting?
Well, I mean, the girls that we have at the club that come in, they're the juniors that come in, you know, they're beautiful young girls, and they're ex-gymnasts, and they come in and they just want to get a bit stronger. And I mean, honestly, the difference in their attitude and the difference that in a different person that they become when they do weightlifting, they're so much more focused. They've got self-esteem. I mean, there's a lot of girls out there that really struggle with their self-image and their body image and everything. So, you know, it's great to have a young girl that comes through and is confident in herself, and that's really what weightlifting does a lot of the time.
Yes, so it actually has other effects, not just simply that they develop muscle mass.
Well, actually, a lot of the athletes that start weightlifting actually get smaller. So I started weightlifting being a little bit chubby, and actually ended up dropping a lot of weight. So it was great for me to drop weight, get smaller, and I dropped down into a weight class. And I think people sort of forget that there's weight categories. It's under 48 kilos. So I don't know if you know any 30-year-old woman that weighs about 45 kilos.
Yeah.
But that's the sort of, you know, we have very small athletes.
Yes, there we go. Blowing away the myths about all of this. You are actually quite outspoken about your Christian faith. How did that begin for you?
Well, my dad was Anglican and my mum was Baptist, and they got married and became Presbyterian. So they strongly believe that their faith is the most important thing to them, and that's how I've been brought up. And there's five of us kids, and no matter what we did in life, that's just how we're brought up, that it's the most important thing, and that's what I believe as well. And the Olympics isn't going to change that, and it's great because I get to put everything in perspective, because I know what the most important thing is to me, and it's good. It's healthy.
So I guess it puts both failure and success, no matter which one you have, actually into perspective for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's athletes, you know, as you can imagine, training for 4 to 8 years to be at the Olympics, and if they win, then that's the sort of person they're going to be for the rest of their life, and if they lose, then they're absolutely devastated. So, it does keep it in perspective, which is healthy.
Yes. Was there a time when you had to kind of take that faith and own it personally? Was there a kind of a moment of personal reckoning and conversion, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's probably more than one moment. I mean, like, yeah, I remember someone saying, I think it might have been a minister, and he said that God doesn't have grandchildren, he's only got children, and definitely it's tough if your parents aren't believers, and it's very hard, but even if your parents are believers, you still have to make that choice for yourself. And yeah, I've had that, you know, many times, and you go away on trips, and you know, it's easy to be very focused on you know, one thing, and you have to make that choice, and especially the number of talks that I do for kids and youth groups and at schools and all that sort of thing, it really helps me keep things in perspective as to what the most important thing is. So yes, I don't necessarily go out there and tell kids to be like winners. I tell them to go and try their best, but you know, to know that you know, their relationship with God's the most important thing.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Oh, that really resonates with me, Deborah, because I must admit, sometimes with the motivational speakers, I do sometimes have a negative reaction when it's all kind of, you know, go out there, win, win, win. Well, that's only one part of life, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. And I mean, I think some people forget that not everybody's going to be a gold medalist. And although it's nice to have people say go for gold, and yes, I did get gold at Commonwealth Games, not everyone's going to do it. Like, and it doesn't mean that you're a loser. It means that you've just got to go out there, do your best, and deal with whatever happens.
Yes, absolutely. So, Deborah, you mentioned about your marriage very soon. When's it coming up?
December. So that'll be good. I'll be sort of recovered and over the Olympics and ready to, be focused.
Yes, focused on the next challenge. Where from this point on for your career as such, at what stage does a weightlifter, an Olympic weightlifter, actually say, okay, well, it's now time to retire, quote unquote?
Well, it totally depends on the athlete. We had a guy that was competing at 41 years of age at the Commonwealth Games in 2002, so it just depends on the individual. And I suppose the biggest thing is to be at this top level, you have to really want to do it and you have to really love it. So, as long as you still love it and want to do it and you believe that God wants you to do it, then you keep doing it.
Yeah, and what do you believe? What's your next goal?
Oh, well, I'm just here to finish my competition at the Olympics, so I'm not really thinking about too much at the moment. But basically, you know, there's a few goals that I have for the end of the year. There's an international competition that I wouldn't mind having a go. Yeah. And there's Commonwealth Games in 2 years, so I would like to be at the Commonwealth Games if possible, and at this stage I'm a number one ranked female, so yeah, it looks like it should be all right.
Great.
I haven't been to India, so I'd like to see what that's like.
Yeah, fantastic. And then, of course, December starts the new race of marriage. How does your fiancé feel about having a fiancé, a girlfriend, a soon-to-be wife, who can actually beat him in arm wrestles?
Well, we don't really think of it like that. It's I'm not really the angry, aggressive type, but no, he's great. He's a chaplain, and he loves working with the kids at schools and stuff like that. So it's a really healthy balance for us, and yeah, it's great.
Is he a sports chaplain or a school chaplain?
A school chaplain. Yeah, he looks after 5 different schools out Western Queensland, so 80 miles.
Well, we'll be a real good teamwork between the two of you, I can see.
Yeah, I think so.
Good stuff. All right. Well, we'll let you get back. You'll be on your way home any moment soon. And congratulations on your experience at the Olympic Games, and especially congratulations on your attitude. I think that's just wonderful for us to take onto account. Thanks for your time too.
Yeah, thanks very much, Matt.
Australian weightlifter Deborah Lovely there, who's just competed in the Olympic Games, 8th in the world.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.